This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for helping keep America moving along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women that are getting the roads, getting the trucks delivered, the freight delivered, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, let's not forget also that we've got the bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and his gang out there going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices and back. Also, our suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline and diesel to the people out there so they can get to work. And don't forget you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on True Social, all at Captain's America. That's the handle, at Captain's America. And on Twitter, you can find us at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, we have retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, also the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as the host of the ever popular show, the Military Matters Show. All right, and good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain, and happy birthday to you, me, and the United States Army on this, the June 14th Flag Day.
272 years, I do believe.
All right.
Yep, and a big hoo-ah out there. Got to do that.
Yeah, I think we're looking pretty good for 272, you and I, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag. Of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice
for all.
And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I don't even know where to start. There's so much stuff going on here. I mean, let me start with something that get the military stuff out of the way. During my military segment, I talked about the crew and the pilots, the pilots and the crew of the C-17 in Afghanistan that took off with all those people hanging on the plane, remember?
I do remember.
And they had quite an investigation about that. Well, we're going to have to check and see if anything was wrong. This, that, and the other. No, they were given a clean bill of health, every single one of them. They couldn't do anything about that.
Yeah, it was, for all the fol-de-rol that we have about June 6th, we've got some darker, more meaningful days that are really what they appeared to be, and they've been downplayed. And yeah, the manner in which we exited from Afghanistan was clearly one of them, and that's a shame. And I just hope that below the surface that we are learning, because sometimes it's hard to see if we are learning.
Yeah. Now I will say this much: I've learned something from former President Donald Trump. He made a lot of predictions about what would happen if Joe Biden got elected. And sure enough, a lot of those predictions that he made came exactly true. I mean, exactly true.
Yeah, I mean, we as Americans, we wish that that was not the case, but it was predictable. And, of course, the question is now, is it intentional or was it just total ineptness? Or probably more correctly, on the behalf of some folks that are pulling some of the power levers, it was intentional. On others, it was ineptness, and we got a whole bevy of useful idiots. And I think it's like what you noted before. It's Biden is inept. He surely is. But we've got a lot of useful idiots and deliberately corrupt folks that want to undermine what we are as a nation. And unfortunately, they're driving the train with him, and he doesn't have the wherewithal to do otherwise. And so, yeah, for sure, he will not be reelected in 2024. He will not run. A great deal made of it. Democrats are already, of course, scrambling for Plan B or Plan C. I don't know what plan they're on right now, which will not include Biden running for reelection. But it's going to take time to recover, regardless of it's not going to be fixed overnight after the November election, and we're going to have some pain and agony to suffer for a little while, because reverse course, once you suffer these kinds of things, is not immediate.
Well, the thing about Joe Biden is right now his Real Clear Politics average, that's the average of all the different polls put together, hit another record low, 39.3%, and a very, very liberal poll, the Quinnipiac poll, came out yesterday and had him at 33%.
Well, you know, we say a liberal poll, and yeah, they were trying to pull a different way and all that. And there's ways that, you know, polls can lie depending on how you manufacture and how you work them and how you ask the questions, as you and I know. But that's a clear indicator that the left and those have kind of given up on Joe Biden being the light ahead. He is not going to be the torchbearer for the far left. And ironically, it's the fact that he embraced them and so rightly is what has leading to his demise.
Yeah, he seems to think he is, but he's not going to be. You're right. So there you go. All right, hold that thought, sir. We'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we certainly hope that you're enjoying what you've got going on today, and it's definitely going to be one of those Have Lunch for the Captain days over there at Mission Barbecue on West Waters in Tampa. That's where we'll be, 11:30 to 1:30.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The Captain's America Third Watch. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
A man is fighting for his life after being stabbed inside an L.A. fitness gym locker room in suburban Chicago. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. According to Naperville, Illinois police, the stabbing victim confronted a black man who looked to be in his 50s for rifling through his belongings in the locker room. Then the ransacking individual suddenly stabbed the man who was approaching him for bothering with his personal belongings. The knife-wielding stabber eluded police and is yet to be apprehended. He's described as a black man in his 50s with a dark complexion, about 6 feet tall, and about 175 pounds. I highlighted this story to help leftist government officials who wish to use the horrific increase in criminal activities as an excuse to go after the guns of us law-abiding sovereign Americans. I wonder why the elitists aren't trying to ban knives and blunt objects in London, England, where British subjects are stabbed and beaten with increasing regularity. The problem is not guns, knives, or blunt objects, but rather a latter-day refusal to pass down good moral principles, a rejection of God and our Bill of Rights, which, of course, is by demonic design. This final thought, how about restoring real justice for those seeking to kill, steal, and destroy? I'm Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, Ron Edwards. And by the way, that's the Ron Edwards notebook that you hear on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and again on Saturdays. And once in a while, if we have an extra one, we'll play one during the week. But don't forget to go over to his website, theronedwards.com, and check out the Constitutional Grounds Coffee display that's over there, because Constitutional Grounds Coffee is the coffee that you want in your cup, and it's pretty doggone good. All right, back to Lieutenant Colonel retired Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
We're going to go to the phone line real quick. Okay, good morning. This is John in Sarasota. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right, Captain.
What's up, sir?
Well, I've been thinking about the election coming up in November, and, you know, we're all very hopeful that the Republicans are going to take over the Senate and the Congress. How does this sound? When the Republicans take over the Congress, they can vote anybody that's an American citizen in as a Speaker of the House, correct?
That's right.
Why not elect Donald Trump as Speaker of the House?
Well, that's not the first time I've heard that, but I'm not sure Trump would do it.
Well, it'd be an interesting thing. I think he might do it just to blow the minds of all the Democrats that have been making his life miserable for the last 6 years.
Boy, would he. Would he. Boy, would he.
I don't want to take up a lot of your time. It's just a thought.
That's a good thought. And by the way, you know, he could still run for president in 2024.
Yeah, of course. But he could have 2 years to just drive the Democrats absolutely insane, you know.
All right. Thank you very much, John. That's a great thought. Thank you.
Okay, good talking to you, Captain.
Yes, sir.
Bye
thank
now.
You. Yeah. What do you think, Colonel?
Well, I'm like you. I've heard that same thought amongst folks, too. Highly, highly unlikely for a variety of reasons. But the fact that the Republicans are going to take over the House, and increasingly, we wouldn't have said this 4 or 5 months ago, have a very good shot at also taking over the Senate, so they will own both houses of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
That in itself is going to stir up quite a bit. And regardless of whatever President 45 Donald Trump decides to do, whether it's to run for president again or whatever, and I think a lot of that is going to be keyed upon the results in November and, in part, key upon whether Biden decides to run again, because that changes the metrics of everything. If Biden was to run for reelection, I think that would increase the likelihood that Trump would run again. It increases chances of winning. If Biden does not, and the Democrats do what we suspect they'll do and come up with an alternative candidate in 2024, that may change things, and there may be somebody that it's probably best that the Republicans put a new face up there, that Donald Trump championed that person. But I'm doing like him. I'm just thinking out loud. We don't know. We just don't know. We got to get past November 1st, and then we'll start talking about 2024. Well, we need to talk about it now, but we'll talk about it more seriously for sure.
Well, I don't disagree with anything that you said, because it is all about what's here now, the midterm elections, and we need to concentrate to make sure that we win that. And the way you do that is to act like as if you're 10 points behind and keep pushing, 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 pushing. That's how you win that.
That's right. And the Republicans have got to not take advantage of the fact that the Democrats have gone so far left that we start to accept what used to be left of center Republicans as being acceptable alternatives, because now all of a sudden they look like conservatives and they're not. And that's what the Liberty Caucus is all about, is making sure that we vet and we do endorse in primaries, and we look at that, because we know it's important, not just simply to elect folks with an R by their name, but if you want to have a constitutionally limited government, individual rights and responsibilities, a free enterprise at the forefront, as the founders intended, then you've got to elect the right flavor of Republicans, too. And I'm hopeful that we'll do that. And I'm proud that the Republican Liberty Caucus, especially here in the free state of Florida, is proving to have a large hand in doing precisely that at the local level all the way up to the national level. Keep the fight up. Keep the good fight going.
Yeah, and people don't understand what that's quite all about, because they've heard me talk about it, and we're going to spend a little time right now explaining what this is. The Republican Liberty Caucus is not necessarily the Republican Party, although there are Republicans that are in that, correct?
Oh, yeah, and we're up to 46 members of Mankato County Republican Liberty Caucus, and over half of our members are also members of the executive committee. But the Liberty Caucus is neither chartered nor affiliated with the Republican Party. We are the conscience of the Republican Party. The party always says, well, we're all about electing Republicans. Well, I tell you what, that's what the Republican Party does. That's what it does. But why it does is because we want to have a government and a party at every level, from the local level all up to the national, that is true to the core principles that have been found for decades in the Republican Party platform. We don't just simply elect folks with an R by their name. We're not fighting the party. We work within the party to hold it true to its principles. That's why we are the conscience of the Republican Party at the local, state, and national level.
Mm. Okay. And I know that there's one in Hillsborough County. There's one in Pinellas County. How about Pasco County? Do you get a branch up there, too?
Yep, sure do. Pasco County is alive and well. And in fact, Tanya Gorman, who's the head of Florida Blexit, was just recently elected to fill a vacancy of the chair of the Pasco RLC. Hillsborough is one of the newest chartered counties here in the state of Florida. We're everywhere now. And, of course, the one in Pinellas County, of which you're a member, is one of the four oldest chartered counties in the state of Florida. So they were groundbreakers, along with Broward County, Volusia County, and Sarasota. And then, of course, it was April of last year that we chartered Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. And now we are the now we're about the fourth largest in the state. We are the fastest growing. Right, but Pinellas has just picked up steam again, but we're just barely growing faster than them. But we got brothers and sisters out there across the state. We champion and want each other to do, because what goes well for any one of us goes well for us, the community, the state, and the nation.
Yeah, and I'm very proud to be a member, because, again, I've been able to do some things, and I really enjoy being able to talk to the people and hear what they have to say in the different places. Because I've been not only down to your place, but also I was over, I was over in Hillsborough a while ago. I can't remember. It was probably 2 or 3 months ago over there for a different but anyways, over there. And your meeting down there, your group down there, they're very well organized, and I know a lot of the people anyway because of having used to have lived down there a few years back.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, you go to Republican Party meetings, you go to events, you go to Tea Party or Patriots meetings, and you'd be amazed at the overlap that we have, because that's what we're about. We're about joining with coalitions, folks of thing alike. We're not parochial. We're not all just about us. We're about putting forth our principles, which are our core principles of the founding of the nation.
All right, sir. Well, we will talk to you on Thursday morning. Thank you very much for getting up and talking to the captain on a Tuesday morning, my friend.
All right. Good morning, Captain. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Always a privilege, always an honor to be able to speak with a gentleman. And I will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 125 million Americans were under heat warnings and advisories overnight as a dangerous heat wave that began in the southwest heads into central and southern United States. The National Weather Service is warning that a dangerous combination of heat and humidity will affect the majority of the lower 48 states before the week is over. And there's a few signs the heat will not go away as the first official day of summer is in 1 week. The stock market sell-off deepened Monday with the Standard & Poor's 500 entering a bear market. Faced with rising chances of a Federal Reserve rate hike, investors broadly unloaded risk. The Standard & Poor's 500 fell 3.9% as 495 of its 500 components ended the day lower. The declines left the United States benchmark down more than 20% from its January record. It is Flag Day in the United States. Get out those stars and bars. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Chris Markowski. Appreciate that. Appreciate all the flowers, too. By the way, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, in particular, Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. MossNissan.com is a website to go and check them out. Now, you know, it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, and Tampa Bay, too. Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection either at Moss. Over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could think of to have. Clean trade-ins, oh, yeah, they got them. Your trade-in is worth more than what you think it is. Have them appraise it. You might be surprised what you'll get for your vehicle. And, oh, by the way, Moss Nissan is also the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get a great deal offered to them. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River. The full-service flagship store is in Newport Richey, 1954, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Now, coming soon to Brooksville, the early part of July, coming soon to Brooksville, will be another Moss Nissan store right there on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway, and I'll be up there for the grand opening. Now, don't forget, you can check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and when you do, don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to open a door or two for you. All right, joining us right now on the line, we have an author from Sarasota. His name is Gus Malassis, and he wrote a book called Get Trump, and he's back. Good morning, Gus.
Hey, how are you, Captain? Happy Flag Day and happy birthday to number 76 to number 45, Donald Trump.
Absolutely happy Flag Day and happy birthday, Army, U.S. Army.
Happy birthday, Army. How you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm busy. It's what it is. All right, listen. You wrote a book a couple of years back, and we had you on when you wrote the book. Get Trump was the name of the book, and it was very well received. Now, have you reissued this? You're back out again, or are you writing something different?
You know what I'm doing? I'm relaunching it. I relaunched it with a new foreword by George Washington and Abe Lincoln. I went down to the Capitol on January 6th as a peaceful protester to protest the election. You know, stolen elections have consequences, Captain. That's why I went down there to exercise my First Amendment right peacefully. And I relaunched the book because they blocked my book on a lot of social media and Main Street media. So I cleaned it up a little bit, shortened some things, changed a couple things that I needed to change. And I was inspired by the spirit of George Washington and Abe Lincoln and the kind of an evil place Washington has become. All those things that the great Donald Trump said about the swamp were true. You know, as someone who loves the American flag like you do and loves this country like you do and like he does, I found that, I didn't condone, you know, folks going into the Capitol and destroying things, the very few that did, but I did condone their right to exercise their First Amendment right to protest an election, which a lot of people thought was, if not stolen completely, then at least had a lot of allegations and things that needed to be looked into. So that's why I wrote that, and that's why I'm doing the follow-up book to that in the fall, which is another book called Get Trump, Get America, coming out in the fall. And my premise, Captain, is that basically you either get Trump or you wanted to get Trump. And they wanted to get Trump. They still want to get Trump. Talk about the media, the Liz Cheney's of the world. They won't let it go. And you either get America as you do. You get it. You love it. You love all the good, the bad. There's a very few bad things about America. We look at those scenes like a movie. There are a few scenes in all of our lives that we would like to maybe reshoot. But largely we love the country. So it's kind of like two Americas, I've lived this and I wrote this book for all of the Americans, not just the deplorables who we've been called, but to people who love the country. So that's why I did it.
Well, America is the greatest place on the face of the earth that I want to be at. And everybody comes to America for a reason. It's our freedoms and our way of life and the way that we treat each other and all that. And I get it, you know, and they get it. Unfortunately, some people come here to do bad things to good people, but we have to be on our toes at all times. But that's a story for another day. Now, your book inspired a bunch of people, and I assume it's going to inspire a bunch of people again.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I did. You know, as I'm sitting here, I'm saddened by the fact that, you know, we have people running this kind of show trial in Washington, and they failed to mention that a lady named Ashley Babbitt, and I was there that day, you know. I was there documenting. I'm a former PBS producer. I did a show. I'm a writer. I work for Sarasota Scene Magazine. I teach film. I make films. I was there as an American to watch, and I didn't see her shot sadly killed that day, but she wasn't even mentioned in this show trial. This woman that was an American veteran who we should celebrate was killed on that day. No one mentioned her name. You talk about a great injustice. People like Matthew, who shares your name, Matthew Perna, who killed himself. He was on Tucker's show the other night. His aunt, I believe, was on, talking about how he died of a broken heart. So it's all these people that are sitting there in a jail cell today for simply walking into the Capitol or being encouraged to come in. Because I don't know. All I want is the truth, Captain Matt. I think that's what our forefathers wanted. They wanted our liberty and freedom, our pursuit of happiness. But let the cards fall where they may. If the election was, in fact, rigged, which to me, I'm a pretty smart guy. I've done the research. I've watched 2,000 Mules. I've looked at tomes of evidence. No, 81 million people did not vote for this guy. You don't stop the election voting in midstream. He was up by 700,000-800,000 votes in Pennsylvania. I mean, my great state of Michigan, I'm so saddened by what they did at the Cobo Hall, which I grew up watching rock concerts there all my life, and they put pizza boxes covering the window. This is not America. This poor man from Mar-a-Lago that came to serve and not be served, you know, that's the Donald Trump story, you know, and it's not that he's perfect. Who in the hell's perfect? I'm not perfect. I'd like to think you're kind of perfect, though. You're perfect to get up 2 to 6 in the morning and do this. So anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, I do it because I love what I do.
No, I know you do. And it shows, my friend, it shows. And we're glad that you're there and talking to great patriots and inspiring people. And that's what you, thank you for saying that. I wrote the book to inspire the love of America. I'm not an America hater. I think there's two kinds of people. You either get Trump or you want to get Trump. I bumped into an individual that I used to be on the radio with, and I won't mention his name. He said, "Can we be civil?" I said, "Can we be civil? You basically canceled me last year when the book came out." And he says, "I hate Donald Trump. I hate him." I go, "Don't use that word hate. Use it for people like Hitler." He said, "He's worse than Hitler." I said, "We can't talk if you have that kind of attitude. How can he be worse than Hitler? You might disagree with his policies or the way he says them, but the hatred that eats up some of the folks in this country is worse than any damn virus."
Yeah.
And that's what I write about in the book, and I do it pretty fairly, Captain. I'm a journalist. I have 452 citations. I quoted, you know, everyone from the New York Times to Fox News and everyone in between. You know, I really researched the book, but I wrote it out of love. And I dedicated it to my grandfather, Andrew Georgilis, who fought in World War I and loved the American flag and can kind of imparted that to our, and then I never met the man.
We've got a minute left. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to once again tell everybody the website where they can go to get the book, or if it's on Amazon or wherever it's at. Tell everybody. So go ahead.
Yeah. So Get Trump is on Amazon and it's on Barnes and Noble, and it's also you can write me at gus@get-trump.com or get-trump.com. There's a hyphen in between the get and the Trump. It's available, and I'm relaunching it today on Flag Day, and I wanted to be on with you and, you know, Sarasota and Tampa roots and what you do. I respect what you do. And I'm going to be out there in the media promoting this over the next few months, and then the forthcoming Get Trump, Get America book, which I'm writing, kind of the New Testament, if you will, kind of what I saw after the election day, the consequences of stolen or bad elections. Look at what this guy is doing, or the regime is doing, or our country. I mean, mm-hmm. I talked to one American. I asked him, I said, "Name one thing this guy has done well." And they get angry. They can't argue. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm saddened by this, but I'm encouraged that I think we can win this thing mm-hmm. and come back and make America great again.
Okay,
and,
well, the music is going to come up in my ear right now. I can hear it coming up slowly, so we will talk to you another time, but good luck with the book, and keep on plugging away there, Gus.
Thank you, Captain, and happy Flag Day, my friend. Thank you.
All righty, Gus Malassus, and the book is Get Trump. Get-trump.com, the website. Go over there, check it out, and make sure that you read it, because I'm telling you, Gus, the last book he had, I read. I can't wait to see what this is all about. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle Warren. Appreciate that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, they're located down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh in Sarasota. And don't forget, all their blinds, all their shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. because they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, if you're up there in the north or you're somewhere around the country and you got some problems with some blinds or shades or shutters, maybe you need some parts and you can't find them, I'm going to give you a phone number here. You might want to call them and see if they can help you. They've done it before. 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. That would be Jill and the gang in the store. You can call up and get a hold of them there and tell them what it is that you got or that you need to have, and they just might be able to help you. They just might be able to help you. Kevin certainly knows his way around that. So give them a call, 941-922-2345. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Have a great day, and don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. All righty. Rick Scott. Now, I talked about him at length today. I'm going to mention him one more time. Because I happen to like what he's tried to do. Now, some people are going, oh, it's not good enough, and his plan is terrible, and oh, it's garbage. Well, hey, at least he did something. He put together an agenda called the Rescue America Agenda with 9 points. It's a 9-point plan to help America. I haven't heard anybody else doing anything, including Marco Rubio. Now, Senator Rick Scott is hitting President Joe Biden hard in a new television ad that's going to air nationwide if it hasn't already. Joe Biden has destroyed America's economy, so says Scott, who is the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, and he said that in an advertisement funded by his own campaign, according to Fox News. Now, Rick Scott is a sharp individual. He always has been. And he says it's time to be honest with the American people. Joe Biden is unfit for office and should resign. Well, no freaking kidding. Now, the ad is an effort to promote his Rescue America agenda, which has been a frequent target of the president. In fact, Biden's criticism of the plan is where the phrase ultra MAGA originated. That's what he called it. Now, Scott's called for the president to resign in his recent past as well. This isn't the first time. He believes that Biden is not mentally fit to hold office. I believe it too. But Fox News has noted that many Republicans in the Senate do not share the same sentiment. Well, they're afraid. They're afraid to mention anything. They're afraid, oh, my God, somebody's going to think I'm picking on an old man. No, you're not. You're telling the truth. Now, while people can argue all day long about whether an extremely unlikely Biden resignation would be meaningful, especially because Vice President Kamala Harris and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi would be the next two in line, he does make an interesting point about the economy. And numerous factors are influencing this economic reality for Americans right now, except issues such as inflation, which can arguably be traced back to high government spending. The American Rescue Plan was $1.9 trillion, and the infrastructure bill was $1.2 trillion, which is a hefty price tag that we are now paying for. Now, in terms of gas prices specifically, Republicans view the Democrats' hesitancy to increase domestic oil and gas production as a double-edged sword. For example, ditching the Keystone XL pipeline costs American jobs, and the general reliance on other countries sets the United States up for failure, especially when they're at the mercy of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, known as OPEC. We need to step to the forefront, full speed ahead, damn the torpedoes, and get out there and do what needs to be done for America. It's time to stop sitting on our fingers and our hands and our toes or whatever else we're sitting on. In some cases, people are sitting on their brains. Because this is a no-brainer. Get out there and do the job that needs to be done. America needs you. Your country needs you. What part of that don't you people understand? And by the way, you may call yourself a Democrat. You may call yourself an independent. You may call yourself a libertarian. You may call yourself whatever, or a Republican. I know there's others, constitutionalists, whatever you want to call yourself. But we're all Americans, and we're in this together, and we need to stand up for our country. We need to stand up for our country. Don't believe me? Hey, sounds like a personal problem there, because it's believable, and it's a thing to do.
And I don't mean a fad. I mean it's the thing to do. Stand up for your country. Your country needs you right now. It's all hands on deck for what we need to do. Now, I got a treat coming up. I got to make sure that I get this lined up here before I do this. Okay, there we go. That's all set to go. So, get ready, folks. Here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. As I told you before, we're surrounded by a bunch of Judases. Okay, God bless Rick Scott. Point number one, who's the idiot that's voting for a Democrat? Okay, Joe Biden's got to go. He's a disaster for your kids, for your wife, for your girlfriend, for your mom, for your dad, for your grandpa. He's a disaster. And let me tell you idiots on sports radio who are trying to rub it January 6th. You don't know a damn thing about. Shut up. Okay? JR, Jim Rome, Dan Pat, all the rest of you clowns. If you got on the radio and said Joe Biden sucks, gas prices suck, and he's the worst president we ever had, you'd be thrown off the radio. But it's all true. Okay? Joe Biden sucks. He's the worst president we ever had. Okay? Period. That's the bottom line. And January 6th, you killed 13 soldiers over there when you first got in office. And you want to look at January 6th when you infiltrate? Shut up. And let me tell you, you idiots on the corner saying books, not bullets. These are mafia-style hits by the Democrat Party, you numbnuts. So shut up and get back. If you don't like being a teacher, quit. We'll find somebody else. That's why schools should be run by the state and not by the federal government, you dumbasses. Okay, stand up for your kids. Stand up for your country, stand up for your wife, and stand up for your husband, and make sure you vote Republican. Let's go. Peace, Jeff.
All right. He was into it today. Very emotional. You can see it, hear it. It's the time for people to step up to the plate. We can use everybody. Because these people, these mean and awful and terrible people in Washington, D.C., need to be removed. The only way that we can do it, the only way that I'll do it, is to vote them out. And once we vote them out, then we can think about maybe going after them legally for some of the things they've done. Because there's no doubt in my mind that there hasn't been a bunch of illegal, highly illegal stuff done and hidden by the likes of Nancy Pelosi and company. I'll just leave it at that. All right, well, let's one last blast at it. This is where I'm going today.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warner. Thank you very much for everybody listening today, and thank you for all the comments that we've gotten. I'm sorry I wasn't able to get back email to a lot of the emails that were there, but I'll do that during the course of the day. I try to answer all the emails I get. It's quite a job. Have a great day, everybody. God bless America, and stay safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.